You know, looking at the face of it, six without a win, you'd expect Mansfield to be coming here short on confidence, but they haven't shown that in the opening 22 minutes here.
We've showed one or two glimpses of what we're like going forward.
There's another one. Oh, and Painter suddenly sets Featherstone through. He's never scored for the club. Oh, that's a penalty. It's got to be a penalty. And
yes,
it is a penalty. And it could
now
get even worse. It's got to be a red card. Christian Pearce hauled him down as he went through on goal, and it's got to be a red card. Unfortunately for the defender, he's hacked him down as he was shooing a score, and Mansfield are down to 10 men. Midway through the first half, this game takes a massive swing. The Stags felt hard done to on Monday. They're going to have to find a really tough argument to try and argue against that one, though.
It's a great ball off Billy. He's come and collected. I don't know what Nicky Featherson's doing so high up the field, but it's a good run from Nicky, and Billy's played him in, and obviously the boy's brought him down. He's paid the penalty. How games can change so quickly.
Well, they felt hard done by a two yellow card sending off on Monday, but they've got no arguments at all with that one. Nicky Featherston, he actually fouled him as he was drawing his foot back to shoot. Billy Painter, on his 500th career appearance, has the chance to put Pools in front.
Come on, Billy.
The skipper stands, as he's done so many times this season, waiting to score. And he squeezes it under the goalkeeper. And it's 1-0.
Get in now.
Scott Shearer went the right way, and he got a firm hand to it as well. But it squeezed under his body, and Billy Painter notches number 14 of the season. Hawkins chips it through, looking for the run of Woods there, but it's going to run away from Michael Woods. Woods doesn't want to let it go, though, and he's won the ball back. He's done excellently there. And Magne, right-hand side of the box. Magne, oh, he's gone down! It's
yes,
a penalty!
Get in there.
It's a penalty to Pools with 7 minutes left, and the Mansfield players can't believe it. But it's all down to Michael Woods' work at the byline. He won the ball back unexpectedly, played it into Magne. He skipped round the challenge, went down under it, and Pools have a second penalty, and Billy Painter has got the chance to put Pools back in front.
You know, he's chased a lost cause there. He's managed to keep it in. What great work that is. We just hope that Billy's experience now, that he converts his penalty.
Well, the Pools dugout are all on their feet here.
Mansfield players still surrounding the referee once he's made that decision. He ain't going to change his mind.
Looked a penalty to me.
All day long, Mark, all day long.
He tripped him, didn't he? I'm not sure who it was. Tafazoli, a bit of gamesmanship here. He won't get out the penalty area as Billy Painter puts the ball down. Still arguing Tafazoli as if it's going to make a difference. Billy Painter's been around the block enough times to see this all before.
This is where you want the referee just to deal with him. He's in Billy's ear there.
Well, Billy will enjoy it if he puts this ball in the net now.
He'll have seen it all before. Just hoping that he converts it.
Painter against Shearer. Painter came out victorious in the first half, and he comes out victorious in the second as well. Brute force, Billy Painter, Super Bill, 500 down, two goals today, and he could be the match winner yet again.
Solid finish there, great strike straight down the middle of the goal. He smashed it in. Did there be no net on it, they'd end up in Morrison. It's a great finish. Composed finish.
In the 85th minute on the Bill Caldwell penalty spot, Billy Painter.
Back outside for Featherston, who's got time. No, Magne. Featherston through to Magne, and there's the full time whistle. Pools extend their unbeaten run to 7 games, and it's the skipper, Billy Painter, on his 500th senior appearance, who's the hero yet again. 2 goals, both from the penalty spot. Perhaps a slice of luck. Perhaps some of that fortune that Craig Hignett's enjoying at the moment. But we don't care. Mansfield are beaten. They're without a win in 7. Pools are without a defeat in 7. It's finished 2-1 here.
Fantastic result once again to keep the run going. Trevor Carson's absolutely magnificent save there. You know, that wasn't the greatest performance in the world, but it's about getting them results, getting the points on the board, and that's exactly what we've done this afternoon.